And he used to wallpaper it all and paint it all, and he'd stay there till he would do it.
Does anybody have those kind of houses here where one board goes right over another?
What?
The one board snaps over the other one like that.
Oh, yes, the little narrow board. Oh, yeah, there are lots of those.
What do they call that kind of thing?
I don't know.
Well, do they call it clappers or clapboards or siding? Or
no, what? I think clapboard is something else. I was wondering if that house over there had...
What's siding? I mean, I've heard that here.
I don't know. Siding.
I didn't know.
It's something on the outside. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, this house is unusual because you can... It's a story and a half.
Yeah, you see, I have very high ceilings. Nowadays, the ceilings aren't any higher than that, about the top of that door there, you know. And these are high, and you know, I have an electric floor fan, and in the summertime, we get this Gulf breeze. But when it's a warm night, I have this one, it's very silent, and I put it in there. I don't like to turn on the air conditioner. I do it in the mornings. That and then the afternoon they turn that one on, and if I'm working in the kitchen or doing something, I turn that one on. Or when my daughter comes, you know, that cools off those rooms because they use the central air conditioning. But I really don't. I don't really need it because this house is cool. These are solid brick partitions.
You don't say.
Yeah, I can't come and cut in any door here if I want a door any place. It would cost an awful lot of money. They are solid brick partitions.
That's unusual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, do most people have the upstairs like this in the houses around here?
A lot of people call that story and a half.
Is it? Are any people that just?
And have... I think that like this house, I think it's built like the building my up north. You know, they you don't want to lose your papers. Put your cup on it there. Is that too cool for you?
It's not on me. Is it?
No. It's all right. It's all right.
Well, do many people who have houses that have a place to store things up above the rooms?
I don't, not in this day and time, it would cost. I imagine people just use it. Now, I know my son lives in Harlingen, and they had big closets in every room, and those closets are so chock full of stuff, and even under the beds. And Louise said, well, if we build another room just for storage, I'd have that cluttered up, because I just got to get rid of some stuff. And I was thinking...
What do they call those areas under the roof? Do they call them attics or lofts or what?
Well, an attic. We call them an attic down here.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be an attic to me if it was not finished. Okay. It wasn't floored or... Just to have a little place, that would be an attic, but you see, it's finished, you know, and all.
It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
You make a nice apartment.
Yeah, but that's too late now. I wouldn't fool anybody again. How long is it going to take you to write this?
It takes a long time.
It takes a long time, doesn't it?
Are you getting tired?
No.
Do people down here have... On farms, right? There are farms. Where do they keep things? Do they have places, or did you, when you lived in Hidalgo?
Do we have what?
A place out on a farm, like on a plantation. Do you have buildings to keep things in? Like barns or anything? Do they have barns down here?
Oh, yes, they had, plantation.
I think about something like
that. See, the weather, we don't have too much cold weather. We don't have, like, we have to have in the north, you know, places. We have to have, I guess we did have places to store.